Good evening, Abba Yisrael. Good evening.
How is everybody? Are you okay?
Great.
Good, Baruch Hashem. Very good. Okay, tonight, Abba Yisrael, we're going to be learning some very important halachas, such as, if you're by a simcha, and it's schlepping a bit too long, that's ever happened to you, it's just like getting a bit out of hand, and you want to just get back home. And you washed, and now you want to just get home. You're going to be mevatar on the dessert. So it must be really late.
I had to do that last week.
You seriously?
Serve supper at 10:30.
Exactly. Help us.
It's a bench. I was like,
you can't make it. It's a car. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So you gave up on the dessert. Listen to that Mesilas Nefesh. You didn't go for the dessert. Okay, so that's.
You usually go by the kitchen and grab it on the way out. That's really bad.
So the question is, Abba Yisrael, about the Mesuman. Can you just bench and go? Or maybe not. Maybe you're chayv mezuman. You're chayv to bench mezuman. Question. Can you ask other people to join you? You'll find plenty of people who want to go with you. You could probably get the whole table too.
The one next to me wanted to go. So I said, should we make a zoom? Get someone.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. So here.
That's the question. Tonight is the night.
Surely you could ask two people.
Ask
who want a bench afterwards.
Okay, so first question our boy Sai will be discussing in Mitzvah Hashem is, can you just get away without Zimon?
Yeah.
Question, can you just bench and go before the dessert? Rav Gideon, can you go before? You need to go through dessert. Can you just bench without Zimon? Question number one. Question number two. Is it an etzah to get two people, Yankel and Moshe, on your side to just ask them to collect just to Zimon? Then if got through, what could potentially be the shayla about that? No, if they're all washed.
Yeah.
Oh, says Naftali Yisrael HaKohen, that you need 10 because you've got 10. Your chiv of 10, you just have Zelukenu. Is Naftali right or wrong? We'll be discussing that shortly in Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah, can you get three people? Very good. Can you get one from one table, a second one from the second, and like three? Yeah. Would you wave to him? Maybe you can even get the chosn to join. He might also be fed up. Okay, so Rabbi said these questions will be discussed tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Says the Shulchan Aruch, 3 lines from the bottom in page 192. And the halacha is as follows. It should really be. I don't know why it's the same sif. Nobody asked my opinion, but I would put in a different sif. I don't know why it's the continuation. So it's 3 lines from the bottom of page 192. Avol. Have you got it in sif Aleph? It's towards like exactly halfway through sif Aleph. Have you got it? Avol Shlosh Shachlo. Avol Hoy Mesubim. Have you got it between the two Amos? It's between the two Amos. Avol Shlosh Shachlu. Tell me where you are and I'll tell you if you've gone too far. Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel. And we're up to exactly, I think it's halfway. Avol Shlosh Shachlu. Good. Avol Shlosh Shachlu. We've got 3 people who ate together. Einam Rishom Lechalik. I'm not allowed to split. Got 3 people. You're not allowed to split the 3 people. So you've got 3 mezuman, they ate nicely together. 3 people, 3 men, you're not allowed to split it into. We're not allowed to say, okay, you know, you bench now, I'm going to bench later. Why not?
Because you
exactly, you're cancelling off the zimun. There's an obligation of zimun over here, and you're cancelling, you're taking with him, because once one person davens, the other two are going to zoom off without, you know, they're going to be left without zimun. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting nusach over here. This is really interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says if cotton vav, einam reshoim, they are not allowed to lechalek, to divide. Tekvar, because, since, nischaivu bezimun mishaochlu biyachad. They're obligated in zimun mishaochlu biyachad since they've eaten together. We are learning here that the obligation of zimun is mishaochlu biyachad. Since they've eaten together, that glues them together, makes now an obligation of Zimun. Mishah, they've eaten together, they have to now, through thick and thin, they have to go through the
washing together.
So it doesn't say very good diuk, very, very good. It doesn't say washing. It says mishochlu biyachad, they've eaten together. What part of the meal, we'll discuss still. But what you're learning Mishnah Berurah is, since they've eaten together, there's an obligation to do Zimun. Veda, says the Mishnah Berurah, a really critical point. The chiyuv Zimun utafkik she'ochlu pas. The obligation to do Zimun is specifically because they ate bread. She'chayov in all of the because they're obligated to do to bench. Havalim ochlu peros, but if one of them or two of them have eaten only peros, they've only eaten fruit. Ve'afilu hem mishivas aminim, even if it's from the shivas aminim, loy. Then there's no obligation. Then there's no zimun. Is not there's no obligation to the zimun. The kamen of the zimun roi should gimel the ain zimun and peros. There's no zimun for fruit. For yesh machmirim b'shivas aminim the sirchu zimun. There are poskim hold that if they have eight shivas aminim, then they do merge for zimun. Velachen toiv shalik b'shloisha biyachdim shivas aminim. It's better to avoid that shaila. So if somebody's eating a pomegranate and two are eating bread, try to avoid that because there are of opinions hold that because eating shivas aminim there's zimun now, but it's not so poshut. And the Mishabur then going to the last few words. Uvik Yosef Kosov Sheminik Poshu Dikvoya Kamon Oshim Al Peres Mishivas Aminim. The meaning is that yes, you do Zimon on Shivas Aminim, and then comes the critical five words. Vechen Lechol Pasabo Bekisnin. If there's Pasabo Bekisnin, which is cakes, the Mishabur holds over here that cakes does merge for Shivas for Zimon. So two people ate bread, one person ate cake, Aboy Samivon Benchen. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what the Mnig is. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Yeah. Good question. Good question. Very good question. I don't know the answer. Naftali Yisrael HaKohen wants to know, if two people ate mezonos and one of them ate bread, what would be the halacha according to this Mishnah Berurah? Yeah. Yeah, I know, but it's not Mamash Mishnah Berurah's case. I mean, Likver Kamon Oshim Al Peres. I don't know. I don't know. It's a very interesting question. It's a really interesting question.
The previous stage was geared towards two having bread and then one
yeah.
having shivas aminim. So you can't make a deal from two having bread or having shivas aminim to one and two. Then you're really scraping the barrel.
Where does it say that?
That's what he's talking about. Enim Rishon Lechalek. The Kvan Yitzchev. Yeah. I simply don't know. Right, that there is obviously no zimun on that. Yeah.
How much cake or pasta?
Makes no difference. Doesn't seem to make a difference. It doesn't seem to make a difference as far as this is concerned. Okay, but now there is over here. Maybe we can address over here because we can address over here the question. Can you exempt? So we're going to speak about the other shayla later. But can a person? Can a person exempt himself? Is there any way a person can exempt himself from a zimun in the first place? Let's assume, and we are going to go like that to leave early is going to be a problem. Because that's really what Shulchan Aruch says. Three people ate together, they are obligated to zimun. You have to wait now. You have to wait until everybody's ready, you're going to bench then. So can you, so we speak about the chasna shada later, but I want to know, in principle, can you exempt yourself from a zimun in the first place? Is it such a thing?
What about somebody
who works for Hatzolah? Hatzolah. Okay, Hatzolah is not Hatzolah. Is whatever it is, you let him Mechal Shabbos. Yeah, anything. Go. Drop and go. Yeah.
Maybe if you rush to go to maybe work, like,
yeah.
To get pissed.
Yeah.
Then you can leave. I don't think you have a zimun.
Yeah. So is there, well, very difficult. So Mr. Berlin said that if you're eating together, there's an obligation to do Zimun, and you have to just wait until the Zimun is... So Rabbi Kagan suggests, and that's the Moshe. He said that could be, the Moshe has a Svora, and it's a big Chiddush, that could be that if a person washes, and it's specifically when you wash, you can have the intention that, yeah, it's true, when three people eat together, there's an obligation to do Zimun, but you can initially, when you wash, say, you know, I'm not kaveh myself with them. Rav Moshe says that if you initially have in mind not to be metzarif, you can pull yourself out. You say, I'm not gonna bench with them. I have in mind to eat, finish earlier, and I'm gonna bench without Zimun. Her Moshe says it works. But specifically, I repeat and I emphasize and I stress, when you wash, you can't wash with no intention, go and eat, and eventually when you're ready to bench and they are still having dessert, you say, okay, fine, I don't want to join them, I'm not merging them, I'm not into them, I'm benching now. That for sure doesn't work. But a Moshe has a chiddush that if you initially, when you wash, your intention is, I'm not really joining them, as far as Zimun is concerned, I'm staying separate, I'm staying apart, her Moshe says, then you don't have to Zimun with them. So Shulchan Aruch says, Shnoi shosha ochlu keyachat. Says Moshe, that's true. But if you have intention to distance yourself from them, that works. Now, it's a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. What do you think about it?
Can you change your mind?
No. Yeah, you can still join them later. Yeah, you can just do it in case. So Rabbi said, many people are soimach on that. Many people, when they go for a dinner, to go for a chasana, to go for a simcha, and they say, I'm not going to hold out. I haven't got now 3 hours to... So many people will have that in mind. And if you ever see people benching separately and they're like getting off, it's because they had that in mind. It's good to know. To be on the safe side?
You saw that again.
The Moshe says...
Has intention before.
Before, and when you wash. Once that's cleared, I heard it from a Talmud with Moshe. If you wait until after you wash, and you made a moitzi, and you start, it's definitely too late. He said, but you can't then say, oh, I'm not joining them. You have to just stick on and wait, and you have to bench with them. Tough luck. You have to, you're obligated to Zimun. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Tekvan ischayvu b'zimun, mishaoch lo yachad. You're eating together, you're going to have to do Zimun together. It's your mitzvah now. But the Moshe says, if before you wash, you have that in mind, you can separate. And so many people are saying that. I must emphasize that many poskim don't like it. Many poskim don't like it. And they say that, oh, who are you trying to fool over here? Who are you trying to fool? What, you didn't eat with them? Did you eat with them or not? You did eat with them, so who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to fool? You're eating with them, so you're obligated to Zimun. But the Moshe will say that, no, you were maybe physically together, but you're not really part of that. It's a shver, I mean, many poskim don't like it. What do you think about it?
If you're intending to leave the meal,
very nice. Very nice, Svara. You're not really eating it. Yeah. Many people are soimach on this Moshe. You see it every simcha. Every single simcha. You see Tamid HaChomim and Chosh Ve'yidin. They're soimach on that Moshe. You can see them washing early. You can see them. By the way, that's for sure. There is no heter whatsoever. Once you're into the meal and you decide you want to leave early, there's no heter on that. No heter.
But
you
can't. Dessert counted as part of the meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because some people make a brock of it when they're like on Shabbos. Separately, they make a meal.
Yeah,
they
but
they
have to.
The dessert is part of the meal, so they make a separate brock.
Yeah, so therefore. So yeah, but you have to what? You have to bench with them. If once you've washed, you have to bench.
What about just not washing?
Oh, you can do that. You can do that.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. So some people find it not right towards the Baal Simcha. They're paying for your schnitzel, right? They're paying for your dessert, and you're eating it. Some people find it not ethical, not right, musadik. But some people find it's not right. I said I'm coming. Here I am. You paid for my meal, and it's going to go to waste.
Just the bread.
Right. Oh, you're just washing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, so this is with regards to the Ramosha. But I think it's important to know that there are post Ramosha. Of course, one can be soimach on Ramosha if one wishes. And I'd say continue the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein Abba, also with regards to four people, you can't just, if you have four people, you can't split four people, that two people go off. Two and two, you can't split. Oy Chamisha, five people, you can't divide five, four, one person running away. But if there's three people left.
But if you've got four, one could go if you want to venture.
No.
Why? Because you've got three from the woman, anyway.
Yeah, but what about his obligation? He's obligated to Zimun.
I thought he did. If you want, if someone wants to leave, they can bench and have the Zimun, but the others just carry on the meal.
Yeah,
that's something else. Oh. There is a Zimun. Then it's a Zimun. Then they've done a Zimun. Oh. Fair enough. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about no Zimun at all. You're right. Fair enough. If they're doing Zimun, yeah. If you've got five people, you're not to split. that two people just run off, or one person runs off, he is obligated to zimun. Shekulam nischayvu bezimun. That's the key words, Rabbi say. Shekulam nischayvu bezimun. Everybody is obligated to zimun. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, bottom line, they've gotten tests. Shekulam nischayvu. Kloima. Meaning, af al pi sheim yelech echot. Although if one person leaves, you've got five people, one person leaves. Five minus one is? Four. So even though if one person leaves, is that on the GCSEs? It's part of GCSEs, math, GCSEs? Yeah. Sheim yelech echot yishor shloisho. If of five people, there's still remaining left to the Zimun. But, mikol mokem, who la yotzei lechavosoi? He himself does not fulfill his obligation. Did you eat with them? So you're obligated to Zimun. Don't tell me, they'll still do Zimun. It's not good enough. You, personally, have an obligation to Zimun. Whether it's three, whether it's five, whether it's ten. Shegamun is chayav b'Zimun. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. You've gotten tests. Shegamun is chayav b'Zimun. He's obligated to Zimun. V'chein, shekimin is, right. Shesha nechlokin. Oh, what if you've got six people? Shulchan Aruch says, shesha nechlokin. Six people you can split. Why can you split six suddenly? You couldn't split five. You couldn't split four. You couldn't split three. Six you can't split. Why is that? Exactly. Three and three, that's fine. Shishisha nechlokin. Six you can split into two halves. Shikimun shisha zimun lekol chabur. There's three people that are doing zimun. And the other three also doing zimun. That's fine. Harasa until ten. But ten not. Ve'azen nechlokin. But ten you can't split. Why can't you split ten? That's right, because you've got obligation to elokeinu. Oh. Harasa en nechlokin. Achu esim, but 20 you can't split. Why can you split 20? 10 and 10. Kimachin is chayv askos Hashem, they obligate askos Hashem. So 15-5 also wouldn't be right. 17-3 is also not right. But 10 and 10 is fine because you've got elokeinu. Make sense? Yeah. Now the ozi choyim lechalek im yirtu. So v'nira li do adin b'shisha nimchayuav lechalek rak im yirtu techlokim. Six don't have to split into two, but they're allowed to. 3 and 3 is fine. Mitzvah lachse acha asora. If it's possible somehow, try to get 10 people for a Zimun, because then you're going to say, Elokeinu. Right. Now, I want to point out, over here, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Aleph, he's telling us, Einam Nechoyov Nechalek. So, you don't have to, when you've got six, you don't have to do 3 and 3. Hainu Ramrin on Tov Yoysel Yitzchalek Kedil Habes Bebrochus. We don't say, when you've got six people, sitting, you don't say three you do a Zimun and three you do a Zimun. Better to have all six together. You don't say the more Zimun the better. You don't say that. You do a Zimun, you do a Zimun. You don't say that. Rather, all six do one Zimun. So it's better to have one collective Zimun rather than to increase many Zimuns. We don't say Toiv Loisel is Chalek Dil Habos Bevoches. Yeah. So also, when you've got 9 people, we've got 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, 100 people, the more the jollier. The more the jollier, as opposed to do many zimuns, which is adding brochas. You don't add brochas. You make collective zimun if possible.
If you had 1,000 people at
the club. Yeah, you do one.
But yeah, if one table of 10 wanted to go quickly, could they do a zimun as the 10? Or three tables, I don't know.
So
should they wait for everybody?
So they down? Should. They should. We're learning now. This Mishnah Berurah tells us, the more the better. It's
so
better.
If even one table of 10 men
yeah.
wanted to do... You know,
so you're going back to the Chasna now. Yeah. So
they would have to wait because of everybody is 1,000 people?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to get soon. We're going to get soon to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Tezayin. Answering your question. Mitzvah lachzor achzor. Miu. However, continue Shulchan Aruch, third line. Himo yirabim besubim. If there were many people by a meal, yachat, together. There's many people together. Ve'einam yichoyim lishmoya birkes ha-zimun. They could not hear the broch of the zimun from the mouth of the mevorich. They just couldn't hear. Too many people. If you've been to extremely large chasna, and they were makbid on not using a mic. Some people are makbid on mics, not use mics. So if you have really, if you imagine a really large chasna, no mic, and you can't hear one another. So then the halacha is, ve'enim yichoyim lishmoya, they cannot hear birkas ha-zimun mipnei ha-mevorech, ve'enim rashayim lechalek, you're not allowed to split into various parts, lechabur shel asor asor, mipnei sheyitzroch levorech bekol rom, v'ishma bal habayis, v'yakpid aleihem. If in a case that you can't hear the mevorech, then the halacha is, yichoyim lechalek lechabur shel shloisha shloisha, then you'd be allowed to split into three, 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 threes. If you can't hear, yeah, you're going to split. So if that would be a case and a scenario. If there's a particularly large chasana, particularly large gathering, you want to ensure that everybody hears, you can do 3-3. Everybody does Zimun independently. You can say Amen, you should say Amen, but it's not ideal. Rather to split into many threes. Makes sense? So like this, everybody hears the bracha. Better to do that than to not to be Yotze Bekezimon at all. Because like this, they won't be able to hear the Bekezimon. So we're learning over here, better to make the Zimun smaller and to ensure everybody hears the Zimun rather than to have one large collective Zimun and people don't hear the Zimun. But if everybody is able to hear, that's ideal. Then you do one large collective Zimun. Now, the Mishneh Berurah of Kotel Tezayin is a key Mishneh Berurah with regards to the discussion that we had earlier. V'yakpid aleihem. The Mishneh Berurah says, "B'marsha oisn chaburus la'atzmo." Now it says Mishneh Berurah. V'uadin. Similarly, im tzrichin olechas edvar mitzvah. If there are people who need to go to a mitzvah matter, so we are talking now about a case. There's a large gathering, and everybody is obligated to Zimun. Large gathering. Lot of people. But now there are some people who need to go to a mitzvah matter. Not Hatzol, because that's urgent. But a mitzvah matter. They need to now catch a ma'ariv. They need to go now and have mencha. They need to go now and do a particular mitzvah now. They need to do a mitzvah. Some of them need to do a mitzvah. The Eilam shows Lahamtin, they have no time to wait anymore. Yes, ma'ariv is a good example. They're sitting, there's a large gathering, and you've got a group of people who still need to do something, need to go to a mitzvah matter. Pardon? Dishu she had to catch. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, that's closer to that solar case. That's closer to that solar. That's quite good. Yeah. Ferem shuz lahamtim, she disbat la mitzvah, the mitzvah will be cancelled. Then, she reshoin lechalik, le shloisha, shloisha. Mishnebu says, you are allowed to split into three threes. So this was a case, again, the case is, it's going to be very no gara boisai, a case that you've got 100 people, huge chasana, 200 people, you've got a dinner, 1,000 people dinner. You've got loads of people. And it's going to be a lekeinu is going to be said. True or not true? You're going to say a lekeinu. You've got 6 people who need to go home. They need to go to a mitzvah. They need to catch shmairiv. They need to do a mitzvah. They need to run and do something, a mitzvah matter. Mishneh Berurah says, are they allowed or are they not allowed to do? Mishneh Berurah says, yes, for a mitzvah they're allowed to do it, provided they can do a zimun of 3. A zimun of 3. A zimun of 3. Mishneh Berurah says that initially, but then he says that v'chein kosam ogan avram v'chay odu megam gemesev v'pez al kupon mishon nishur at asor belodom v'vada osu lo tzis afilu dva mitzvah. He says that, oh, it's not so poshut. And he finishes off, mekon mokim mitzvah deraisev shal yosh lokal b'chol gavne. Mishneh Berurah says, no. It's not so poshut at all. The fact that you are doing a zimun of 3 while really there's 100 people there, it's not so poshut at all. Some say you can, some say you can't. You need to say lekeinu. Mishneh Berurah says, okay, we're going to make a pshara. Depends. If it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, go for it. Do a zimun of 3 and go for it. But if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon, then don't. Don't. You have an obligation to say lekeinu. But what seems to be clear from here is that if you've got a mitzvah matter and you're on your own, you need to catch ma'ariv, you're on your own, you can't have a zimun of 3, what's the halacha then? Do you have to wait or can you go?
Wait.
You need to wait. You need to wait. You need to wait. The Mishneh Berurah's case was only if there's 3 discussion. If there's 3, you're going to make a zimun of 3. There's 100 people. If a zimun of 3, you can't get away with doing a zimun of 3 if it's a mitzvah matter. Mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah rabbonon. Mishneh Berurah says it has to be mitzvah deraisa. But ho pshita, that is poshut. That if you're on your own and you want to just get away with doing yourself without a zimun, that's definitely wrong. That is also lekula alma. You can't. You've got to have a. It's a big shaila. According to Mishneh Berurah, it appears you can't. You've got mitzvah rabbanon of zimun. You've got mitzvah. You can't break off the zimun. You can't. You have an obligation to zimun. It sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah you mustn't. He said that if it's the right mitzvah, it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah that you're in a pickle. But you can't. You have an obligation of a zimun. So maybe. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like from the Mishneh Berurah. It says that only if you've got 3, if you can do zimun of 3. Yeah.
But, you can have a blanket kavana for now and the next 10 years.
No, you would have to be. Good question. Good question. I remember asking that. The answer is no. So you can have to have every time you wash. Yeah, and you better make sure that you think about it because it's really a problem. And it's happened to me as well. You just didn't think about it when you washed. And then you're really...
You
don't
have to tell anyone, you just do it to
no, you can do it. You don't even have to say it. You don't have to verbalize it. It's your mind. Yeah. No, the emotion doesn't speak about verbalizing. Yeah, yoim beferish. It means doesn't need to physically verbalize it. It needs an intent. No, you don't have to physically say it. Yoim beferish. You have explicit mind. Explicit. You don't have to verbalize it. Yeah. It means that you need to have intent, clear intent. Yeah. Yeah. It's probably better. I mean, if you can share with somebody, it might be better. But you don't need to verbalize it.
If someone eats a suda without having bread, do they miss out on the mitzvah suda?
No. No.
Oh, really?
No. No. Well, mitzvah suda of if it's... Yeah. Maybe if it's a suda's mitzvah... Yeah, if it's a Suda's mitzvah, probably yes. If it's a Suda's mitzvah, yes. You are probably, you're not really, yeah. Yeah. So ideally, you have to, the best way, so what's the best way about it? Hermosha. 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 Hermosha is probably the best way about it, that you have the Hermosha is probably the best way about it, that you have that intention of, you have that intention and to not to mamash join the, not to mamash join the suda, but not joining mamash the suda, then according to Moshe it's fine. According to Moshe it's fine. That's probably what the best way about it is. But not to eat is probably not, as you're saying, you don't have the element of suda's mitzvah. And if you don't have any intention, man, you have to stay till the end.
With the kulu of Moshe, do you have to eat the bread outside?
No, you don't have to. No, absolutely, and you have that intention, yeah. So I heard once that according to Talmud by Moshe, you don't have to mamash go. You don't have to mamash. It doesn't have to be mamash by washing. It can be from washing until hamotzi. So you've got a bit of a leeway there, according to some. Moshe himself doesn't. It's not so clear about that. But some posts can say you can actually have that intent until hamotzi. Some say, but after that, for sure, according to all opinions, you're gonna have to have an obligation of zimun. Rabbi, we learned tonight lots about the halachas of zimun. We learned that a person obligated to have mitzvah zimun. Once he has, he's eating with others, he's kaviyah suda with others, his obligation is zimun. And it doesn't make a difference if he wants to leave early and there's another 3-4 people or 100 people there, it doesn't help because he has an obligation to zimun. Shikvan is chayv zimun. We learned that you don't have to split 2, you don't have to split 4, you don't have to split 6 into 3 threes, that's fine. Once you hit 10, you don't have to split until 20 because you have to say lukenu. We learned that emotion, we spoke about extensively about emotion, Feinstein's Chiddush, you can have in mind not to join the meal. And we also spoke about the fact that if you don't, that generally speaking, if there is a Suda, you can't separate yourself, leaving out emotion, you have got a problem that Ein Roshon Lechalek, if it's for the Rabbonon Mitzvah or the Reise Mitzvah, emotion says that if you've got 3 people, you can just do Zimun with 3 people. The Mishnah Berurah says it's fine for Mitzvah Deraisa to do so. More on this tomorrow.